The cost of unleaded petrol is set to creep up even further across the coast this week. The RACQ says the fuel price cycle, combined with a cut to global oil production and a weaker Aussie dollar, is to blame. Dr. Ian Jeffries says we shouldn't expect to see the price of unleaded drop very much for months.
Unfortunately, $2 at the bottom of the cycle, we think, is going to be the new normal, at least for the next few months. So at the bottom of the cycle, we're likely to see prices fall into that $1.90, $1.95 range, but no lower. So really, if you see a petrol station priced at $1.95 to $2 a litre, get in there, fill up now. Give your business to those retailers that are offering cheaper fuel today, rather than wait and potentially miss out and pay a lot more in the weeks to come.
Work is about to begin on a major upgrade at Mullaney Hospital. The $2.8 million upgrade to infrastructure will begin with external construction works this week before internal works begin early November. The Health Minister says in order to carry out the works, some ward beds will be temporarily relocated to Nambour Hospital. The Mullaney Hospital will have a new roof installed as part of the upgrade. A woman's been airlifted to Sunshine Coast University Hospital after a single vehicle crash in the Somerset region. The RACQ Lifeline rescue chopper was called there on Sunday afternoon. It's believed the driver lost control of her vehicle before it veered off the road and into a culvert. The woman, aged in her 60s, suffered neck and chest pain. Also late yesterday, a person was taken to SCU in a stable condition following a near drowning at Mooloolaba, while a teenage girl suffered head, leg and arm injuries after falling 3 metres onto rocks at Gardner's Falls in Mullaney. Well, after months of negotiation, teachers and support staff from 4 Catholic schools in the Sunshine Coast and Gympie region have turned down the most recent employer-proposed contract agreement. The document was rejected at the ballot, with the Independent Education Union claiming it's cut current working conditions. Branch President Terry Burke says he expects talks to start up again next month.
It is a very wearying experience for all. One would have hoped that good sense was always present at the table in terms of getting an outcome. But notwithstanding the very reasonable views that staff were putting, those were rejected. And if you had an issue, well, just raise it with your principal.
The Queensland Catholic Education and Commission has called the result disappointing, but says the same agreement has been approved by employees at other religious schools across the state.